Schwab could not go on charging $4.95 a pop, still less could TD Ameritrade keep asking $6.95. Admittedly, both have more strings to their bows than execution. They have their advisor platforms. They hold a combined $5 trillion plus in client assets. Schwab owns a bank with $208 billion in assets. But no one expects the combined firm to start charging again for online trades. To stay competitive, the established discount brokers will have to drive costs down, spread those costs over a broader base, and spend more on technology. Christopher Harris, an analyst at Wells Fargo, estimates that in past takeovers of discount brokers, cost savings have amounted to 50% of the target's expense base. Schwab and TD Ameritrade expect to save $1.8 billion to $2 billion a year, about two-thirds of TD Ameritrade's operating costs. As elsewhere in finance, the biggest are likeliest to endure. They can afford to spend oodles on technology and to maintain branches as a national branding presence. And when margins are wafer thin, volume is king. The importance of scale may help to explain why E-Trade's share price fell by more than 9% on the day news broke of its rival's probable tie-up. It had also been buoyed by a takeover premium. Now E-Trade looks a little lonely. America's antitrust authorities are certain to scrutinize a deal between the two biggest discount brokers. Whether they will block it, says Matthias Memminger of Bain, a consulting firm, is less sure. Americans buying and selling shares have plenty of choice. They can invest, for example, using Fidelity or Vanguard, two mighty asset managers that push their own funds, or through their tied advisors. Banks' broking divisions are also keen for their custom. And Schwab and TD Ameritrade will doubtless argue that they have fintechs to look out for too. If they didn't, they would have had less of an urge to merge.